Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are David Ryder and Steve Varela. They are here to talk about the next generation of student engagement and professional preparation at UTEP. That's like a long title, but we're going to talk to Steve and David, who are going to break it down. And I want to incidentally also say that Steve is a former UT Regent Teacher Award winner. That means that the UT system selects the top teachers, and Steve was one of them. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And as I mentioned, Professor David Ryder is here also with us with the English department. And David, I mentioned that big title at the beginning, The Next Generation of Student Engagement and Professional Preparation at UTEP. In a nutshell, what does that mean?
Well, I would say thanks, by the way,
for having us this morning, Louis.
And I would like to say that I would focus on the idea of the next generation of student engagement and professional preparation at UTEP, the next in that title. Since President Natalicio has been the president at UTEP, we have gone through, every 10 years we go through a process of being reaccredited to be able to deliver undergraduate degrees. During her presidency, each time we've done this, in 1996, 2006, now 2016, focus has been tremendously on how to get our students more engaged, because we know that an engaged student is a successful student. So 1996, focus was on entering students, the students who came into the university, trying to get them engaged in more activities. 2006, we focused on the middle years. What could we do additionally to get them engaged, to get them interactive, to get them more part of the campus community? Again, these things are statistically significant in making sure that students stay in college, finish their degrees. All right. And now this year, in 2016, we're calling it the next generation of this plan, because we're particularly focused on how we're going to get the students prepared professionally so that they can move on towards graduate school into their careers, and not just into their careers, not just into that first job, but prepared to take steps past that, to move up the ladder within the corporation or the institution in which they're working. So we're very excited about this. We feel like, you know, this kind of brings the thing all the way around, full circle. It's a very holistic plan. We're going to be working on student engagement from the start through the middle, through graduation, and on into their professional lives.
And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, this is just David and Steve are just a part of the writing and implementation of this plan. There are a lot of people working on this. And Steve is the assistant director also for Creative Studio here at the University of Texas at El Paso. And as David mentioned, Steve, for this year, 2016, we're looking at, okay, the future, and also the future means now, and now is the technology, but what you learn now is going to be very different tomorrow or the day after.
So we tried to design learning experiences for students utilizing technology in different ways that are going to engage them and help them achieve their learning outcomes. We primarily do so through kind of a project-based learning or problem-based learning schema, where we know that for students to be engaged, the learning has to be substantial and relevant to their everyday experiences and to the world outside of them. And technology is one of those key things. They're immersed in technology. They're engaged with technology. They're using it all the time. And so to bridge that connection with what's happening in the classroom to how they're using it, again, on an everyday basis, on a professional basis, on a civic basis, these are all key elements to learning that we try to implement in classes and help faculty develop those experiences for students.
As far as what David you were saying earlier, you were talking about accreditation, and SACS is the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, and they're the ones that basically review and make sure that the school is up to par in their accreditation. So do you have like a working plan as to far as what you need to meet, what goals, so that SACS approves of what you're doing?
Yes. We do. It's called the Quality Enhancement Plan, and it's a 10-year plan for undergraduate student success. And when the evaluators take a look at it, they let us know how well constructed the plan is. So the team that takes a look at it, just as an example, are 8 members from other institutions that are in the Southern Association, all right, the Southern States of the United States. Basically, from Texas is the most westward, and if you point east from here and go to the Atlantic Ocean, that's the region that these cover. They look over the plan and they look to see that A, it's a doable plan, and B, that it is truly going to enhance the educational experience of all of our students. Now, the first word that we've had back on it so far, 3 of our evaluators are university presidents from other institutions, by the way, and one has called and mentioned to us that it seems like a very ambitious plan. And I think, you know, we should take that as a huge compliment. What we do at UTEP is ambitious. And I think it seems particularly ambitious because of our open access policy here. You know, it's an access and excellence university. Told some students yesterday that, you know, UT Austin essentially automatically accepts about the top 7% of a high school graduating class right now, between 10% and 7%, somewhere in there. And I told them that, you know, the difference at UTEP is that we accept 100%. The top 100% of a high school graduating class. So we accept all students, and that's because we know that talent is found everywhere in particular, and we have evidence to prove that. Our history shows that when we provide the right opportunities, when we recognize the talents and assets that our students bring to us, and when we support those qualities and deliver a fine first-rate education, that our students are massively successful in the world of work and in the global community. So in some respects, when somebody says, well, that looks like an ambitious plan, we say, yeah, because we're historically an ambitious university doing an ambitious educational project with extremely talented and fine students.
Hey, Steve, your comments from the technology aspect?
Well, beyond just the technology aspect of it, just to build on what David is saying, is our students come with an incredible amount of knowledge, expertise, and experiences that are their assets. They're the things that we can build on and develop into higher levels of achievement for them. And so one of the things that, again, through, I think, besides the students having an opportunity for newer experiences and building on curriculum and co-curriculum, structures within the university, I think it's also an opportunity for faculty to really kind of rethink how we teach and build upon our own assets as instructors to give students every opportunity and access to succeed, both in our fields of discipline, but also, again, with this future in mind of their professional, not just getting ready for the next class, and not just necessarily getting them ready for their degree, but for their professional experiences and for their life experiences as well.
When you're talking about, and this has been mentioned before in another program we did with another professor, talking about high impact practices, what does that mean, David?
Well, there is a typically used list of high impact practices, but to be honest, high impact practices are engagement opportunities, whether that is in research, in travel, in field work, in student teaching, in internships and practicum for nursing and health science students, in senior project, as Steve mentioned, project-based learning, senior project for our engineering students. There are so many ways. The typical 8 are first-year experience, student employment and leadership, undergraduate research and creative activity, learning communities, internships, practicum, study abroad, as well as study away, community engagement and service learning, and capstone experiences. Now, those are the ones that are identified through the national literature and things like that. But they're not exclusive. It's a way of educating. It's a cultural – it's an education culture that prioritizes the idea a different idea than the professor in front of the room who, in some respects, is the holder of knowledge and who's serving as if on a plate these bits of knowledge to the students, which they absorb and then repeat back to the professor on a test or something. No, it's what Steve is talking about. It's this idea of that the knowledge is applied to real situations in the world of work, in professional communities, but also in other life experiences as well. In some respects, I'll have to say, this some of what we're doing holds true to the very concept of public higher education, land-grant universities, when they were first created in the United States. The idea that you bring in the population from a region and you raise the educational level, but also the work talent level of a given region through the opportunities that you provide at university, which is why, for instance, I did some of my growing up in Iowa. Well, in Iowa, there was a lot of agricultural programs there because it's an agricultural area of the country, right? When you started here at UTEP, we were the School of Mines when we started because that was a job that was available, right, in the region. Now we have lots more jobs and opportunities available, and what we think of as our region stretches probably all the way around the globe. But the truth of the matter is we know that students, it's not just a matter that you somehow leave here after 4, 5, 6 years with a degree in hand. No, you leave here because this was preparation to your professional life. Right, to graduate school and your professional life, as well as your civic contribution, as Steve mentioned a little while ago as well. I mean, we want our students to be global citizens, not just citizens, though, but global leaders when they leave here. And therefore, it's our job to nurture that capacity.
And I believe that's, correct me if I'm wrong, that may be some of the aspects of teaching and roles that Professor Lester was talking about for the Sun Leadership and Teaching Conference?
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of that is around a title called Integrative and Applied Learning, but it's conceptually the same thing. In fact, I mean, it is all of the same cloth. I would just put it that way. Yeah.
We've been visiting with Dr. David Ryder and Steve Varela. And David, if you would please quickly give us a website or something that people can go to so they can find out more about what we're discussing today?
Yeah. I mean, the website, actually, Steve is responsible for creating the website, so you can see his work
team,
on there. You can see his work and a video of lots of things that our students are doing right now. It's a great way to get a taste of this, and that can be found at utep.edu/engage, because engagement is the key to this whole plan. So utep.edu/engage.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.